She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet, so for those that can't pick it up, your friends, family, let them know that they can pick us up on the internet worldwide, okay? Now, if you drive less than 25 miles per day, make your insurance company aware of it because it's a cheaper rate. They're supposed to charge you a cheaper rate. Okay? 25 miles less, you pay less for insurance coverage. Okay? I hope everybody got that. And if they don't give you a discount, then call State Farm in Manoa and talk to that guy over there, Derek. He's a good, honest State Farm agent. Okay? If you want to know his number, just give me a call. 808-524-1080 is our number. Okay? So, we have our guy Dean that's in Arizona today, and hopefully he'll be calling in to let us know what the gas is like over there in Arizona. He took his octane tester and everything and went there. I wonder why he went to Arizona. I don't think just to test gas.
I was just going to ask you that.
Maybe. You know, Dean, he does all kind of weird things. Anyway.
Or maybe he went to, what is that? Barrett Jackson.
Oh, the Barrett Jackson Auto Auction? To buy a new car? Or buy a different car?
Maybe.
Hmm.
Or how about the Mayo Clinic there?
Could be. Yeah, could be. Well, remember, folks, if you drive less than 25 miles per day, make your insurance company aware of it. They're supposed to drop the price and make it cheaper. If they don't, then get a hold of a State Farm agent in Manoa, Derek. He's very honest, and he'll give you good coverage at a cheaper rate. Okay? Okay, now, here's the thing. I got to bring this up. When you ask people for advice on a car, and they give you their recommendation, it is very rude to argue with them that they're wrong. Just take their advice and move along.
But what if it is bad advice?
Just take that advice and move along. Don't try to correct, because when you try to correct and give your recommendation, then it makes for hard feelings. So don't do that. Just move along. Okay? Now, I got to tell you about this, because this really threw me for a loop. Yesterday, I was going to pick up lunch from Dillingham Zippy's, and it's a good thing I was walking, because there was, I don't want to say what nationality. All I can say is he was a foreigner. He was trying to get this parking stall that this guy was trying to reverse from, but he did not leave any room for the guy to get out. He was right in the back of the guy, waiting for him to get out. And there's a long line waiting for this idiot to move out of the way. He refused to move, and the guy in the parking stall couldn't get out. So one of the drivers in the back car got out and went to tell him, "You need to move on the side so he can get out." He shook his head, "No. He wants that stall." Now, I was just blown away. I couldn't figure how this guy thought the guy would get out of that stall with him in the way. I don't know. And that's where we have this thing called road rage. Because people look at that idiot and they get upset. Wouldn't you? Well, that would be the start of road rage. Anyway, the guy from the back car went back to his car and got back in and waited. Well, the car that was trying to get out of the stall, he got fed up, turned his engine off, shut off everything, got out of the car, and went back into Zippy's. So, that's the best, nice way to end that situation instead of having what they call road rage. Don't you agree? So don't argue. Just go along. And Bob, I hope you're listening. Because when the guy gave you the number one, you're number one, you should have said, "Thank you, thank you. You want to go ahead of me? Go ahead." That's it. I mean, you don't get anything from road rage, folks. All you get is people getting hurt or killed or damaged cars. Okay? It's not worth it to get upset because some idiot bent you out of shape. Okay? Relax. Take it easy.
Just okay.
Turn on the AC, listen to some nice Hawaiian music, and relax. Who do you have on the line?
We have Dr. Dean on the line.
Oh, speaking of the devil, he's calling in. Good morning. Where is he?
It's about 4 o'clock in Mesa, Arizona.
What are you doing in Mesa, Arizona? Just testing the gasoline?
That and also visiting Silicon Sam.
Oh, okay.
Visiting Silicon Sam. But I just thought I had to give the listeners a little bit of a treat what I found out late last night.
What is that?
The Shell V Power here in Arizona is labeled 91. It's only 88. It's only 88.
Does that surprise you?
Well, let me tell you, what surprised me, though, was the 87. It is 87.
Okay.
The 87 is usually, if it was 88, I expected the 87 to be something like 85 or less. But mm-hmm. I said, "Hey, wow, how can this be? 87 really is 87. I said, "Goody, I'm going to try to print the V power now and see what it measures up." Nope, 88.
It's because Congress allow it.
Yep. You were right that it's capped at 88.
Yeah, I tested gas all over the USA, and it's the same. 88.
Yep. 88
is it. It's because the people of America and the people of Hawaii allow it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dean, I keep telling people, if you have a big pot of money, and people just put their hand in and help themselves to the money, and you don't see anything, they're going to keep doing it.
Right, until you wake up and smell the coffee.
Oh, evidently, the people don't. Sad. Until it's all gone, then they're screaming and yelling.
No, but
right?
If they don't have a means to test the octane, so they wouldn't know.
Well, that's the one thing that you cannot do today is trust your government. In the old days, yeah, they're honest. Today, money drives them. Find me one of them that will not accept money. Find me. That's how you get things done, right, Dean?
Right, that's right.
You want a building permit? Slide him some money. Oh, yeah, fine, Dean, you can have it right here. Wrong already.
Right now in Arizona, just to let everybody know, it's 100 degrees right now. It will go down to about 81 tonight.
So how long are you going to be there?
I'll be here till Friday morning. Friday morning I come back to Hawaii.
Friday was yesterday.
Meaning Friday the 20th.
Oh, I see. I thought you lost track of your dates.
No. I should have been more specific. Friday the 20th.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for checking, Dean.
Thanks, George. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, so give us a call, 808-524-1080, 808-524-1080. And you know, folks, there's a lot of people that miss Hawaiian Automotive 101 because I keep moving around, so please let them know. You know, I feel sorry I cannot, you know, it's not ethical to announce it on the previous station, so I'm sorry. Okay? So please let them know. I feel bad. Okay? So anyway, if you have a question, comment, announcement, whatever, just give us a call. 808-524-1080. Okay? Okay. Anyway, let's try to be more courteous and less in a rush and, you know, less road rage. It's not worth it, folks. It's not worth it at all. Road rage. Okay? So, let's make Hawaii on the bottom for road rage and not on the top.
You know what they have to do? They just have to not put it on social media. And that will be on the bottom.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's the good things and the bad things about social media. Okay? So, don't forget. Call your insurance company. Don't be just happy paying for that insurance policy. You know, call them. Because if you don't, they're not going to be nice and say, oh, by the way, Wanda, we're going to give you a less charge for your insurance. If you don't say anything, they keep charging you. Okay? Anyway.
But doesn't it matters on what kind of history you have, too.
Oh, yeah, naturally. If you're DUI and all that kind of stuff, yeah. They're not going to give you a discount. But, you know, they're talking in general of good drivers. Okay? Anyway, just a tip. When you're filling up, when filling your car with gas, okay, pull the lever slow. Pump slow. I go by and I look at how people pump gas. They got it on full throttle. They want to get out of there as fast as they can. Full throttle. Okay? The state has, or supposed to have, weights and measures. Okay? They don't check it. I've been testing the pumps. And I hope Dean give me a hand and start testing too. You know, with a gallon container marked off a full gallon, and I go in and I fill that gallon. at full throttle, you know, it gets less gas than the full gallon. Yes, it has less. And the way I do it is I set the pump for 1 gallon. The pump clicks off, but it's not at the full gallon. Okay, so I get another gallon, and I try it slowly. Same pump. And I set it for 1 gallon. It's almost to the full gallon. Not quite, but you get more. You get more pumping slow. Okay? And you get more if you're pumping in the early morning. You get less when you pump in the afternoon because of heat expansion. Okay? When it clicks off at full on your car, put the pump away. Don't run it off. Don't go to the next click.
Why? The more I put in, the less time I have to go back there.
Well, it's because on the new cars, and new cars I mean from 70 on up, okay? 70 on up. They have on the gas tank a vapor recovery unit. It's supposed to take away the, what do you call, the gas vapors from the gas tank, okay? So when you fill it all the way past the full mark, what we call a full mark when it clicks off, you start putting gas into the vapor recovery unit. And when you do that, it breaks that unit. Then you'll have a check engine light come on, and you got to go and replace that unit. Well, a lot of people don't replace it, and they live with the check engine light. Or the other people would go and replace it. That's $500-$600 on some cars, $1,000 to replace that. So save your money. Pump slow, take it easy, and don't use your cell phone
while you're pumping gas.
Yep. The cell phone emits sparks inside the phone and can explode the fumes.
Yeah, you saw that one on the about the e-cigarettes.
Yeah, same thing. Okay, so let's go to break.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live. But our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, I do not have road rage.
Oh, okay.
I get upset, I look at people, but I don't do anything to provoke them, other than drive safely, which...
That's right, they give you, you're number one, Bob.
That's right, exactly. And you know what I tell people? If you don't have safe drivers, the idiots would kill themselves.
Yep.
Because you know what I mean? Like, if it wasn't for drivers getting out the way or letting you in because you drove down the medium strip because you were in such a hurry or you're acting crazy, and the people get out the way and let you through, you need safe drivers or else there'd be all these accidents.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you were talking about gas stations. I could spend a whole hour on proper etiquette in the gas station.
I know.
Like, you know, like there's two pumps, right?
Mm-hmm.
So people are in line. The first pump, and then like me, like you said, I put it on low. I'm standing there filling the car up, taking my time, looking around. Oh, look, I live in Hawaii. What a lovely place. Oh, I'm so lucky. And I'm looking, and then people are backing up and trying to squeeze between cars to get in front, and then it's all mixed up. And like you said, it's all about time. People mm-hmm. don't have 5 minutes to fill their car up. They got to rush in. They slam the tank in. They put the nozzle on full blast. And you know what's even worse, George?
What's that?
You know where the like gas tank is?
Mm-hmm.
And they have the window down with the baby.
Oh, yeah. I see that all the time. They let the baby smell the gas.
Yeah, oh, yeah, so the baby could get some gas food.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, they're talking on the phone, talking to the baby, smoking e-cigarettes, pumping the gas as fast as they can, not paying attention, and putting in regular. All of that.
Well, that tells you right there, Bob.
It's just, I don't know how we get back to slowing down. I try to tell people every day, slow down.
Like my friend in California says, you cannot teach stupid smart.
No, that's right.
They're stupid for a reason. Because you can't teach them.
You're right. And then what I find funny is you talk about people arguing with you about your car.
Mm-hmm.
And then you stop arguing, and they won't let you stop. You know, but like if you go, like say I have people in the car. This is typically what happens with me. I always use premium. I put premium in. For whatever reason, they're watching me fill gas. And then they go, hey, you shouldn't put premium in the car. No, I like premium. No, you're wasting your money. Hey, why are you arguing with me over what I spend? Well, you know, and I said, and my dad, blah, 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 and I just go, okay. Did you just okay me? I'm not going to argue with you. Put whatever gas you want in your car. I don't care. And now they won't speak to me the rest of the night we're driving around.
That must be a female.
I didn't say that. All right. I'm going on record, and I'm getting off the air because George always sets me up and gets me bad email for people. I did not say that. Okay, and on that note, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Well, I set him up. So
his friend's going to be mad with him.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wants to know... what's the best gas in town now?
The best gas in town now, folks, is the Shell V-Power, the premium. Okay? But there's two stations that we find that is not up to par, and that's on Wailea Avenue. But Kahala Shell, Baritania, and Pauoa, and the rest of them is great. The gas is blended when the gas truck pulls up to fill up to take to the gas station. The gas is not blended in those big tanks. It is blended when it goes into the truck. Okay? So the person at the terminal that is operating the pumps to fill up the trucks in the different compartments with the gas is the one that does the blending.
How come they do it then?
Because if you leave it in the big tanks, you won't get the octane that you're supposed to get because it'll weaken. So to put fresh gas into the truck, they need to blend it and make it when it goes into the truck. Okay? Because, you know, that way it's easier. You don't have to get more tanks out there than necessary. You get one tank that can make all three grades of gas. Okay? So, just thought I explained that. A lot of people think it's all blended in the big, huge storage tanks. No. Okay? Give us a call at 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. If you have a question or whatever. Okay? So, anyway. The vapor recovery unit is a very, very important part of safety. Okay? It was built to take out vapors from the gas tank, but in doing so, it removed oxygen from the gas tank, so there's no possible way for that gasoline to ignite. You need oxygen to have fire. Okay? So, if you're told that it is the vapor recovery unit that is making your engine with the check engine light come on, then please replace it. Okay? Now, I say this every week. We gotta get rid of safety check. Because safety check, number one, is not being done the right way, the honest way, and it's being used as a hustle for the business to hustle business for themselves. Okay? So, we need to get rid of it. The state does not make a penny from doing safety check, only the mechanic. So why should the state waste money doing safety check? That is not being enforced and not being done right. Okay? You have someone on the phone?
No.
Oh, okay.
But some observant listener was wondering if you're moving station because he says he's heard you say about the etiquette and not saying what station you're going to move.
No, I'm not moving.
So that's what I told him that you hadn't mentioned to me, so.
No, not moving. No, it's just, you know, when you're telling the people about the right stuff, there's some people that get upset. They don't like it. So, like the gasoline companies, they don't like it that you know what the real product is. You know, be honest. I mean, what's wrong with that? If you're posting 92, then put 92. Why not be honest? You know? Well, the state, our state politicians allow them to do what they want to do. Okay? And we have proof of that. It's not just hearsay. And as far as the ethanol goes, there's so much, you know, wrong information going out. People assume that it's ethanol that damages things. It's not. How can you assume? You have to have proof. So, but anyway, talking about ethanol, a few times they claim that don't go in the water because the ocean is polluted. Right? Bacteria.
Right.
Well, I did some tests. And do you know, by pouring ethanol into the water, will not kill any fish, crabs, anything. But it will get rid of the bacteria. You disinfect the water without damaging the environment.
Well, too bad you can't put it in the ocean because that's too big.
Yeah. But in the rivers and stuff like that, you know, you could use that to clean it up. You know, that's another good use for ethanol. Okay? So, too many people I've seen are texting now and using the cell phone on the freeway. On the freeway.
Talented people.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. So you mean to say that the lady I saw trying to put on her eyelashes on the freeway is talented, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, boy. I hope the pilots on the airplanes don't do that.
They have autopilot.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's why they're coming out with those cars that can pretty much drive themselves.
Okay, that I'm glad you brought that up, Wanda. I talked to one of the manufacturer reps about cars that will drive themselves, right?
Right.
Okay. You know those little reflector things on the freeway? On the white line, there's little reflector things, right?
Yeah.
That's what the car will be using to stay in his lane.
And so if some of them are missing...
That's what I told him. Well, some of them in Hawaii, or a lot of them, is missing. He said, well, then you got troubles.
But then I saw some other commercials where the car will break when you're reversing and there's another car behind that you don't know about.
Yeah. That's the little radar sensor they have in the back.
Or in the front too, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, for some people, for a lot of people, it is good because then they don't run over their children and they don't run over their dogs. You know? A lot of dogs die that way. So, but anyway. Give us a call at 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. I think it's break time again.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV, and don't know who to trust? Call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kalmuili E Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy has no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And, you know, call in before we're going off the air. A lot of people always try to squeeze in on the last part. Anyway, when you go to buy a used car or a new car, okay, it is really offending to cut the price. If you're going to cut the price, have an excuse, okay?
Like?
Well, oh, your tire's bald. It need brakes. You need this or that. You know, then make the offer less. But going in with a perfectly good car and saying, I'll offer you $5,000 less. That's very rude. Very, very rude. You only bring up a lesser offer if something is wrong. Okay, that's buyer's etiquette. Okay, who do you have?
We have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, George. I just got to tell you, I was sitting in my car inside the parking lot of Kailua. Big, long white truck pulls up there on the left side of me. I see one guy, you know, touching his side, white hair. Opens the door, he whacks my car.
Oh, boy.
I'm sitting in the car. He probably didn't know I was in the car, you know. Clay comes out, and I roll down the window. I told him, I hope I don't see my mark under my car. He says, oh, excuse me, and then he goes in, Zippy's. I go outside, look, oh, yeah, there's a mark there. I look back at Zippy's, and there he is looking at me.
Well, that's people. People today have no respect. No respect for people. But if you do that to them, they get all bent out of shape. That's wrong.
We're number one road rage. I can see why. People don't care.
Yeah, that's bad.
So, I don't know what Bob would do. Not really Bob. I don't know. I'm kind of curious. I like Dalham someday, but, you know, that guy, but just let it go, you know.
Yeah.
But now I get, like, three spots on my car, you know, my shiny Toyota.
Call this guy. Easy dent.
Well, there's no dent, just a mark.
Oh, mark. Just a mark.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So far, no dent, you know, just mark.
Okay.
Like.
Yeah, if you had a dent, then you call easy dent.
Easy dent.
Yeah, he takes out the dent without painting it. And it comes like new again.
Okay. Remember that.
Okay.
And then the other night I was talking to this girl. She dropped me off and then we just happened to be talking about ethanol. Oh, man, I'm telling the truth and just trying to discredit me and everything. But
yeah, that's the trouble with people.
Yeah.
People have no knowledge and they think they have knowledge and they start correcting you.
Yeah, she knows some mechanics. They don't use it, but they say, oh, no good. So, but, you know, I was in traffic one day in front of an older car. Oh, the exhaust is stink, man. Yeah, the air over here would be cleaner if guys would use ethanol. So.
Yes. Okay.
Yep.
Thanks,
okay,
Steve.
Thanks.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, who's next?
We have Robert from Pro City.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, George.
Hi.
I have a problem with my check engine light. I'm on my third Toyota Sienna now that I've had.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, when I buy these kind of cars and I drive them, I notice the check engine light comes on. So I take it either to the dealer, to a mechanic, and they go, oh, your O2 sensor is out. You got to change that. So I spent a couple $100 to change an O2 sensor. Sometimes I got three or four of them I got to change.
Okay.
And then I turn around and drive it again, and bingo, the O2 sensor goes out again, my check engine light.
Okay, let me make a prediction.
This has been going on now for I don't know how many years, and I'm just tired of it. I'm just ignoring it. And I'm wondering, really, if it is my O2 sensor, and somebody told me that maybe my gas cap is not on tight right, or it's over-tightened or under-tightened. And now I hear on the radio you mentioned about this the other thing. That's the first time I ever heard of that. So do you have any ideas about that?
Okay. First of all, what gas are you using?
The cheapest one.
There you go.
Simple as that?
There you go. You're the culprit.
You mean
if
the cheap?
Okay. Let me tell you this. If you, the people, would read the owner's manual.
Yeah.
It says, do not run fuel below 87.
Okay.
The gas you're buying is not 87.
All right.
You're damaging your own car. That's why I keep telling people to use Shell Premium.
Oh. So the cheap gas will actually damage the sensor then. That's
you got it.
Have?
Yep.
Oh. I never knew that. Huh. I didn't realize it was the gas.
It
all
is.
Right.
Oh,
right,
boy.
That,
okay.
That explains it. Okay.
Save yourself some money. And, by the way, you don't have to change the oxygen sensor. All you needed to do was change the gas.
Oh. Okay. So, possibly. So then, in other words, if I change my gas, then maybe my O2 sensor will be okay.
Yep.
And it's not.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll do that. I'll buy Super then.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, George.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Ron from Ala Moana.
Hi, Ron.
Yeah, George, I was wondering, what the octane reading of ethanol by itself?
It depends if it's corn, sugar cane, or...
The one you're bringing in is sugar cane, right?
Yes, from Brazil.
That's the top of the line.
Yep.
So, you guys had a reading on that?
200.
Oh, now you're talking. No wonder the jets will operate on them.
Yep.
Anyway, I remember I used to pump gas after I retired just for clean my income, and this lady comes in and I ask her, oh, what kind of gas she wants? And she's real cocky. She points at the speedometer, right? It says use unleaded only, right? Unleaded, unleaded. I says, I got news for you, lady.
They're all unleaded.
Unleaded gas for years.
Yep.
So the mechanic says, I know how you could have fixed them. Just don't say nothing. Just give them the super.
Yep.
And make them pay.
Oh, good idea.
Anyway, you've been in the business a long time. Next time you got to come up with all these funny things that happened in a gas station. They had one movie called Car Wash, right?
Mm-hmm.
You should make one of gas station because you should see what the customers pull. Oh, one old lady, I think she was coming down with Alzheimer's. I was doing all the fluid check, and then she had an add-on AC unit, and some bozo parked the compressor right over the reservoir for the power steering, and I was trying to get at the thing to read it, and then all of a sudden the horn went off with my head under the hood. So I said, lady, what was that for? You're taking so long. I thought, I'm trying to give you a good check here. You don't want me to check everything. I told them what the trouble was. Somebody had a piece of equipment over what it wasn't supposed to be, you know, the filler cap. And then they found one other lady reading her newspaper in her Corvette and doing a walk around and checking all the air pressure. And she got the nerve to ask me after I told them all went down with the walk around. She says, did you check the air? I says, did you watch me? No. I says, did you happen to hear any kind of air escaping or like
no.
Air coming out of the air hose? That wasn't me imitating a snake down there. Okay. Yeah, you gotta come up with some of your stuff. I know you got some good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to you later.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah. I used to do classes at the university on auto care, and then we have half of classroom, half of hands-on. And yeah, the funniest thing is, you know, women don't want to ask. They try to do on their own. And this one lady tried to fill air in her tires. She flattened all four tires, then decided to ask, how do you put air in a tire?
Wait, how come she didn't ask after the first flat?
Because women like that. They don't want to say anything. So she flattened all four.
Now, in defense of women, not all women like that.
I didn't see.
Yeah, I was about that. It wasn't Wanda, was it? You should see the look on her face right now.
I'm not saying who.
Well, you know.
You don't have to.
I tried to fill air in my tire, and it wasn't me, but it's not that easy to do it. It's hard to keep it level, I guess, where the air goes in and not come out.
I didn't say anything.
Because I feel air in my tires, and it's sometimes not that easy.
I know. Bob, you had to make trouble.
Hey, I'm just sitting here seeing what's going on. It's plain to see what happened here.
I'm just defending women.
Yeah.
We try.
Okay. Time for another break. time for another break so I can go out and laugh.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my 409. She's
okay. Oh, that was a good laugh. Okay.
So how do you fill in air in your tire without releasing the air from
just
the tire?
Just push the hose on.
No, but it doesn't...
If you do it gently, you're going to let air out. You got to force it on there.
See, because it seems like if you don't have it on even, like...
It doesn't matter. You push hard, it'll go even. That's it. Don't do it softly. Push hard. Not like that. So, yes. And, that was funny.
But I think on some cars, like I know I had a car before the one I have now, the tire stem doesn't stick out as much. It's like almost...
Yeah, then it's a little harder.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. The reason they don't let it stick out too much is because a lot of people love to curb hug. When they curb hug, it breaks off the stem. Then it goes flat. Okay? So, I do not recommend changing a flat tire. Not recommended, folks. Do not change a flat tire.
Wait, what do you mean by do not change a flat tire? You mean if you're on the freeway or something?
Any place.
Why?
Those factory jacks, we call them scissors jacks, are known to break. They are known to slip off, and the car can fall on you and kill you, or if not, cripple you. So not recommended. Okay? Get AAA or somebody to come and help you with a professional floor jack. Don't try it on yourself. I don't want to mention names, but this one person was trying to take his tire off his car, and instead of going counterclockwise on the lug nut, he was turning it clockwise to remove it. He was tightening it more and more, breaking off the studs. Okay? He broke three before he stopped. I wasn't a female. It was a guy. Then he decided, oh, he better call for help. Huh. But for in his case, it was father that watched over him, because he didn't realize his CV shaft, the axle shaft on the front of his car, was ready to break off. Honestly, it was ready to break off.
So, who found out?
Well, he towed it in, and when we moved the car into the shop, it broke off. So if he had been driving down the road and it broke off, that axle shaft would have whipped around under the car and broke his steering and his brake hoses, causing no brakes and no steering.
How do people prevent all these things happening?
Well, the way is when you have the car serviced at a good shop where the people will check it for you, they will tell you you need to replace it because the grease boot, the boot that holds the grease in on the bearings, has broken. When the grease is flies out of the axle because it's spinning fast, it becomes dry and the bearings break and breaks the axle.
But okay, and now the cars now, you don't have to do that like before, right, when you service. Because I remember you used to grease.
Yeah, well, no, you grease the joints, okay? But the axle, because it's front-wheel drive, the axle has to turn left to right, up and down. So it has to have an elbow in there, not a solid axle like the old-fashioned cars where in the back-wheel drive, they had just solid axle. Now, because it's not solid axle and it's independent, it has to have joints. So there's a joint right in the back of the wheel and a joint at the transmission. So those two joints have to be checked every time you service it to make sure the boot, the rubber boot that seals the grease, is not broken.
So, but if it's not broken, you folks don't add grease in.
No, you don't need to.
Like,
you don't need to. If the boot is not broken, you don't need to add grease. Okay? But if it's broken and all the grease is gone, you're in big trouble. We've seen so many cases where people came so close to getting into an accident because of that shaft. Okay? So, you got the life is more, costs more than that axle. Okay? So, anyway, and it wasn't one that flattened all four tires. Okay?
I said it wasn't me.
Yeah, so anyway, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in and making the show what it is. And please, folks, drive cool, stay cool. And please don't drink and drive, and take care of each other, okay? This is Hawaii. Let's make it back the way it was. Take care, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.